I'm going to start now with a question from a 14-year-old boy. And his question is a really good question. Why are people irrational? What benefit could they possibly conceive of for being irrational? Well, a very general answer would be the role of philosophy over a society, its culture, and its people. If you have a philosophy such as the ancient Greeks or the Enlightenment, which stressed reason and this world, self-interest, they of course had bad, irrational people, but the majority of the people went with that philosophy, were shaped by that philosophy, and you had a public that was radically different from what you have today, when they're pounded with unreason, self-sacrifice, nothing makes sense, give up everything for others, etc., etc. Now, I don't mean that philosophy determines everything. You know, you can be in a corrupt society and be virtuous. Ayn Rand lived in two corrupt societies, Russia and the United States. And you can live in a good society and be evil. But the pattern is usually that people cannot challenge the philosophy that's guiding them because they don't know that there's philosophy or what it is or what role it's playing. So they make their choices. They still have free will, but they make their choices within the framework of what they know or think of as the possibilities. In that way, I would say the intellectuals who know the issue are more self-determined. Their choice is more self-determining than the general public. Now, I don't mean if you live in a good society, you are necessarily good. I think I've said that. You have free will, but the role of philosophy is so powerful that if you don't know it, and what's influencing you, you'll be inclined to actions by those forces which won't go away unless you're able to challenge them. But I want to take up your formulation. What benefit could people possibly conceive of for being irrational? Now, you're implying there something which is not true, and that's probably one of the real roots of your difficulty. You think that people define and conceive some benefit that they're after, and then they are irrational as a means to achieving it. And that is completely, completely wrong. Irrational people, the way you're talking about them, not just mistaken people, but irrational. People anti-reason do not sit down, think over, consider the alternatives, make a plan, all in the name of getting something, and then decide how to be irrational and where in order to achieve their goal. That is not the way irrational people act. It's not that. They have the same method as a rational person of defining goals and means. It's just that they have bad goals. That is not the way they do it. And I think I marked a little passage in a novel I've been reading, which I think is the perfect answer to this. And actually, it made this issue clearer to me simply by the perfection of the formulation. This is from a early obscure work by Evan Hunter, who is a very excellent writer and, judging by his work, very corrupt person. And this is an early novel called Budwing, which I do not recommend. But this is the tiny exchange that I think will be helpful. A woman at one point tells a man that she had once decided to commit suicide by jumping off a bridge on a rainy day. And he says, well, why? Why did you think that? Well, she said, I got out of bed one day and simply decided I'd had it. Why, he asked. And this is her statement. How do I know why? Maybe because I don't like rain. That was a good enough reason. And these are the key sentences. Motivation is only for the movies. Real people are motivated by whatever the hell comes into their heads at any given moment. Now, if that isn't a perfect statement of what objectivism calls whim worship, you will never get another one like that. And I think the line, motivation is only for the movies, is perfect. Because what it is motivation in the sense of having a goal, planning it out, being moved by it, is some artificial unreality. That's not applicable to human beings. That these artificial stories with a beginning, middle, and end, and so on. Real people have no motivation. They do, quote, whatever the hell comes into their minds at any given moment. I think that's a perfect example, and that is the reason that people are irrational. They don't conceive of any reward. It's something just comes into their head, utterly disconnected to anything else, and they do it. That's it. While for those people, you can't ask. All you can say is people have free will, and they have decided to abdicate their rational faculty, and I can't deal with it. A person like that, you simply can't deal with. Now, a person can be irrational in some sphere and not in others, but if you find the irrationality, is impinging on your relation, you should get away from those people. Some combination of living in a bad philosophic society and the volitional choice of whim worship is the central answer to your